The following content is provided by MIT OpenCourseWare under a Creative Commons license. Additional information about our license and MIT OpenCourseWare in general is available at ocw.mit.edu.
So far? Ah, it's already on. Well, two more lectures, so. Let's try to recall what I was talking in the last lecture. And we are dealing with classical size effects. And the basic equation is starting from the Boltzmann equation. We derive the type of equation, first order size effects, is we need to solve the Boltzmann equation in the following form. This is a minus tau v dot r f zero plus f m dot v f zero. Right. So this is the Boltzmann equation we need to solve for size effects, and in fact, this G is the deviation from equilibrium. So if you look at the equation, the real extra term compared to when we derived the diffusion equation is there's only one extra term there. Right? If there's not this extra term, we have a direct solution for F, drop the first term. And from this F, we can derive all the diffusion equations. So this is a clearly just the this extra term that's creating all the size effects, classical size effects. So in last lecture, we deal with a situation where there is a film, and we look at a transport in two scenarios. One is I took the heat conduction example, but the solution equally applies to many different kinds of size effect. It could be the electric conduction along the film, or if you deal with the diffuse photon transport, it could also be the photon transport along, let's say you can think of this as a thin waveguide, but once you have diffuse, it's not really a truly waveguide, it's just a channel there. So this is the first type of problem when we solve transport along the film plan, and in that case, this is a T hot, T cold. We take a heat conduction example as an example. And the equation we need to solve is then Vy, that's first term, dg dy plus g equals minus tau vx df0 dx. I just write dt dt dx. Because I'm considering the specific example I write here is for Fourier heat conduction, so I don't need to consider the fourth term. If I want to consider thermoelectric effect, I want to consider electric conduction along in the film, I need to carry this term the same way as I deal with the bulk thermoelectric effect. When I deal with bulk thermoelectric effect, I have this term, right? And because this is a transport along the x direction, so you can say, on the right-hand side, this is a function of x only. And the left-hand side, that's what we want to find as g as a function variation in the y direction. So this equation is very easy to solve. For transport along the film plan direction, we can easily solve for this g. And from g, we can find the f. And from F, we do the same way as we did for bulk material. We integrate, we do the sum. Once we have distribution function, we can find the flux, any type of flux, heat flux, mass flux, charge flux. So that's the strategy we followed in the last lecture. And from here, if you find the heat flux, for example, that will be K, effective the thermal conductivity of the film, and dT and dx. And we gave an expression for the heat flux at the end. And this expression can be expressed if I draw schematically. This is the film thickness normalized to the mean free path. And this will be thermal conductivity of the film divided by thermal conductivity of the bulk material. And that's Janusz curve. Is eventually, as the film becomes thicker, approach the bulk thermal conductivity. That's one normalized. And this will be the same if you do electric conductivity. And in fact, even the mathematical expression is the same. So you can think this, but of course, for electric conductivity, for Fourier thermal conductivity, there's a Fourier mean free path. Electron thermal conductivity or electron conductivity, that's the electric electron mean free path, right? So this is the general behavior. And that as when the film is thin, the classical size effect decreases the thermal conductivity. And this solution is obtained by assuming that the surface is diffuse. And this picture is when the film is thin, thinner than mean free path, you can see the mean free path means the average distance between collision. And now the film is thinner than that mean free path. So when electron or photon hit the boundary, if they don't, there's no boundary, they will go this far, but once they hit the boundary, they effectively reduce the mean free path. So that's why you have reduced thermal conductivity. And so this is the case when we deal with heat conduction or electrical conduction along the film plane. And the other case we discuss is the heat conduction or electric conduction radiation perpendicular to the film plane. So this is a in this direction. Now I have T1 hot and T2 temperature difference. Or when you deal with electron transport, you can think this as the electrochemical potential difference between the two sides. So the voltage applied. And I caution that the type, when I solve this equation, I did not go really solve the electrostatic potential. And in theory, if you want to deal with electron transport over this type of heterostructure, you have to solve the Poisson equation to get the electrostatic potential. But let's say in this case, we look at the equation here, the left-hand side is same because what I have is really size effect in the y direction. So the boundary in the y direction that impose a limit on the transport. So the left-hand side is the same. The right-hand side now is different because now my temperature variation or electrochemical potential variation is in the y direction or density variation, right? So I have then, this is a Vy, df0 dy. Again, if I just consider simple case for photon, or you can also think that as for photon. And in this case, the right-hand side is more complex. It's a function y, and the left-hand side is differential equation, also function y. So you have to, at the end, we have to find out the temperature distribution. And in the first case, when we do the transport along the film plane direction, we don't need to find out temperature distribution because at the end, we can pull this dT dx out. We write an expression similar to the Fourier heat conduction equation with the modified thermal conductivity, right? So this is a, in that case, because although the I have a size effect in the y direction, but the film is very long, So you don't feel the end effects. There's no size effects from the end. So you still get a lot of scattering due to the boundary scattering. So you essentially still establish a diffusion transport down the film plane direction, right? So this is a diffusion law, right? With a modified thermal conductivity. But not in this case, right? In this case, the transport, there may be no scattering inside, and when the carrier reaching from this point to this point, they were scattered. So inside there could be no scattering. So we really have to find out what's the distribution, either temperature distribution or chemical potential distribution in the film in the y direction. So I did not go to solve, go through every step of the solution, but at the end I say if you go to solve this equation, you will find out that you can also find G. From G, again, you have F. This F is a function of Y. And from this F, you can find out the QY, the heat flux, or charge flux, or mass flux, whatever you're dealing with, right? From the distribute, this is what we learn. If we take a Boltzmann equation approach, once we have distribution function, you do the summation, you can find out whatever flux you're interested in. And so once I have this F, I have the heat flux, and but I need an equation, right? I need an equation to determine temperature distribution. And turns out, if I deal with heat conduction, if there's no internal heat generation, right? You're not passing a current electron dumping energy to photons, so you just impose a temperature gradient or temperature difference between the bottom and top side, so there's no internal heat generation. And in that case, this should be a constant, right? Heat flux should be a constant. And that gives you effectively the way to write the equation. This is a dQ dy equals zero. From there, I gave you, at the end of last lecture, the final equation you will get. Okay? And if you have to deal with this problem, say there, go through all the math, and then you will obtain a final equation as here. This is a theta is a long dimensional, either temperature, I will explain. 0 cosine theta eta prime E1 eta eta prime d eta prime. So this is the equation you get where the theta, if you eta, is long dimensional temperature T minus T2, T1 minus T2. And this is when you consider heat conduction, photon heat conduction. And the specific, if the specific heat is independent temperature, and more generally, you can think this is the internal energy